A little bit of vintage music on a Friday afternoon. In front of that was Andy Grammer, She'd Say, with Ladies with Black, Mambazo, and Ella Aya, If I Go. It's 17 minutes to 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and I promised you I'd be bringing you the host with the most, Trevor Wolf from El Pescatore, who's in the house together with his lovely daughter, Nicole. How lovely to see you again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And the good news is that you're joining the business, hey?
I sure am.
Adding a touch of class. Maybe bringing the energy of youth into the business is
a good
thing.
There's no substitute for youth, is there?
Well, you see, this is it. I subscribe to that. You know, the morning show is presented by my son, and now your lovely restaurant is going to benefit from the attraction that Nicole brings. Well, this is good. But you've got lots of experience in the business and lots of experience in the wine trade.
She was born in it, eh?
Yeah. So it's good. We'll talk about that in a second. But right now, what we want to talk about is an event that's taking place this weekend. It's in aid of a very good cause. There is a lady who is connected to the hospitality trade in this area by family. She's in trouble. She's ill. She desperately needs an operation, and they need some money. So the Bolito Restaurateurs That Count have come together with a fabulous promotion to assist, and that promotion is what we're going to be talking about right now. It's the Bolito Prawn Festival.
Correct.
You held it, I think, I'm not sure whether it happened over the COVID years, I'm sure not, but it has happened before, and it was a massive success.
It was very good at the time, yeah.
So let's talk about what's happening. It's tomorrow, right?
So it's tomorrow. It's at 12 to 3. We've got basically three restaurants involved, a little bit less this year. It's just because it happened so quickly. Brett's, Concha, well, Conchilla's also involved, and Fiamma's linked to that as well. And what we're doing is we are going to be selling vouchers for 150 Rand. That gives each customer 12 prawns. So what we've done is I'm doing two dishes. Everyone's doing a whole lot of different dishes. And what are we going to do is we're going to be giving two prawns per dish. So you end up for 150 Rand. Having 12 prawns is my
well. Guess. Well, let me just go over what I've got in front of me here because it sounds fabulous, except for Brett's crusty balls, which I'm not sure about. I'll ask you about that in a second. The rest is peri peri prawn, garlic prawns, prawn tom yum, a prawn salad, bamboo prawns, and prawn bacon bites. Now that sounds like a collection of joy. With obviously the prawn theme running through it. I'm not sure how, because you say you get 12 prawns, and can you choose which
you get six vouchers, and each dish is two prawns. So like I'm doing a bacon bite, we take a prawn tail, we wrap it in bacon, crispy fry it, and we serve it with a mayonnaise Thai chili dip, and that's two prawns in a portion. So you'll have six vouchers for each dish of two prawns.
Okay.
If I could add to that, the beauty of this event is it's all outdoor. It's by Brett's restaurant, which is Mozambique.
Under the big top.
Exactly there. And what's beautiful is we're all collaborating together. So we're each going to have our own stand. The beauty is it's so family orientated because parents can come and go with their little ones, pick and choose their prawns from whichever dishes they want. They then use those tokens to purchase their dish, and they go sit down, they jump to their friends, they move across to the one side to the other. It is beautifully open planned and perfect for families, family orientated.
And even if the weather's not lekker, it's undercover, so it doesn't matter. But the weather is going to be fine.
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, there's no reason now not to get excited.
Yes.
Because it's really that Bolito lower village area has really become a vibe of late. It's super.
I must say thanks to Brett and the boys in that area. They've really made it into something, haven't they?
Well, look, you know what? Let me tell you something. El Pescatore has set the standard, and it's been like the Rock of Gibraltar, around which lots of things have developed.
Oh, thank you.
How long is it? I think the longest standing restaurant in Bolito.
34 years.
You've got to be good
to
go.
It's a never-ending story.
Not out, and the next chapter is about to begin, so you know that it's good.
In search of a holy grail.
I just want to find out who this guy Luigi is that keeps popping up on the radio.
I know nothing. I learn English in a book.
You've got to take him out of the fridge tomorrow. He must be very cold by now. But seriously, this is great. So you can buy your vouchers where?
at the show or at Brett. And you know, you can buy twice if you want. I mean, if you think about it, 150 rand is not a lot for food. So if you want, you can, let's say you like enjoy the bacon bites,
yeah,
you can have three portions of those if you want. So it's totally up to you what kind of food you like.
Essentially, you're helping to hopefully save a member of the community who needs help. And at the same time, you're having a very, very good time. Food prepared by the top restaurateurs in Ballito in a very convivial environment. What's not to love? It's fantastic.
It's amazing, yeah.
So you don't have to pre-book or anything like that. You just arrive. What happens if there's like millions of people? How are you going to cope?
Brett's expecting 200. I think there will be a lot of people. But it's, as Nicole says, it's a whole vibe. It's a village vibe, hey?
Absolutely.
Nicole's husband's coming down with the babies. You know, our family's going to be there as well. It's going to be fun.
And can people bring their dogs?
I'm sure. I don't think it's a problem.
Do you know what? I've seen plenty of dogs there
the
before.
Park. Yeah, I know. It's that sort of vibe. And sit with your feet in the water next to Mozambique if you can sort of gate crash there. Absolutely. But no, it's going to be a marvelous occasion. It generally is down in that Ballito village environment, and when it's for a good cause, you know, the community comes out in support. So I think your 200 people is an underestimation. I think it's going to be more, which is fantastic. Now, we'll come back and sort of just recap there in a second, but let's talk about El Pescatore and the new direction.
As I said, it's the never-ending story part two. So, you know, at my wonderful age, I was thinking, well, what next do I do? Do I sell, because I can't work forever, or do we do something like bring my poor daughter into the business? So
I don't know if I'd say poor daughter. I'm very excited.
It's a family business. It must continue.
The story must carry on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we are part of the history of Ballito, and Nicole's bringing energy that, you know, as I said earlier on, I thought I'd be working less now. Hell no, I'm working a hell of a lot more. But she's got amazing ideas, and we are going to do a lot of new things.
Oh, we're excited to bring in some new blood. And
Nicole's, when you talk about foodies, Nicole is a foodie.
So, Nicole, what ideas have you got?
Well, it started with a little bit of a facelift from an aesthetic point of view, which we've already started. For those who haven't been there for a while, it's looking absolutely beautiful. We've repainted, we've put new light fittings in, we've updated the bathrooms, we've listened to our customers. So everything that's been spoken about over a period of time, we're listening, we're activating those types of things. We're bringing some beautiful new specialities, daily specialities to the plate, which are now changing all the time. You know, we're supporting fresh produce and local from suppliers,
yeah.
You know, there's so much to chat about, and it's only the beginning. So I really welcome people to come check it out, give us feedback, us what you're looking for, because we're all opening it.
If I can interject here, I've got to thank Eskom. Eskom forced me to put a wood fire oven in, Dave.
Oh yeah,
it's just a whole ball game of new inventions.
When did you put in the wood fired oven?
November last year.
Wow.
And let me tell you,
your pizzas were always super, but a wood fired oven just changes the flavor, doesn't it?
They're on a different level now. They really are. And it's not just the pizzas. I started reading up about it, and I read an article about a guy in Joburg who puts lamb shanks in the oven overnight because, you know, the oven never gets cold. It always stays hot, even if the fire's out.
So that's for the ultimate in slow cooking.
Ultimate in slow. Wow. So we started doing that. Man, we did lamb shanks. The meat was just falling off the bone. Now we've been doing racks of lambs and ice spines and baked fish in the oven in tin foil and tomatoes, garlic and onion. Man, I'm getting carried away.
Can I book a table for tonight?
Yes, done. You can.
Hey, there's my wife sitting there. But she's so excited.
You
now
will not believe the difference in flavor of the pizza base in that wood fire.
All right, it's a done deal. We will see you tonight. And I think we must come to the prawn festival as well tomorrow.
Are
we
allowed?
Yes. Because, you know, sometimes it's got, you have a kind of disclaimer at the entrance to these events saying, no hoi polloi.
No. You definitely are guest.
I don't want to come as a guest. I'm paying, but no. I'll be there. Listen, I wanted to ask you just to sort of, because we're always out of time, and the news is coming up. There's been some exciting news in Ballito today. I'll tell you about it in a second. But just to recap, tomorrow is the Prawn Festival in Ballito. If you've just joined us now, this is what the conversation is about. Trevor and Nicole from Al Pescatore are in the house. They are involved along with Mozambique and Concha and Conchilla and Fiamma. These are the guys that keep Ballito buzzing when it comes to good food and vibe. And they're all collaborating to raise money to support someone that is in trouble and is dear to the family, you know, the family of restaurateurs and people in Balito. So we won't go into too much detail there. Just know it's for a good cause. And you will love it because $150 gets you 12 prawns done in various ways. You can mix and match and pick and choose, but there it is, $150. So for two of you, R300, you got lunch sorted in a wonderful environment. It's happening under the stretch tent outside Mozambique on the park. And but you got to get there. When does it start?
12 o'clock. Yeah.
So get there around 12 o'clock, and I'm sure that it's going to be for the afternoon. It's going to be lots of fun. No need to book in advance necessarily, but I suggest possibly. Can you?
Yeah,
it might be a wise idea.
I would suggest because I believe we're already up to 200 people.
Yeah, you see. So there's going to be, obviously, we'd love a million people to go, but there's a limit to how many. It's, you know, practicalities. So you don't want to be disappointed. You don't want to be left out. Book now. Well, can you book through Mozambique?
Mozambique.
That's where you go. We'll just give them a ring and say, put your name down, and we'll see you there. And we'll hear lots more because there's lots more to talk about over the, you know, the course of as you... get new ideas and fresh excitement. Come in.
I've got a great idea. Let's bring the new wines today.
We've just gone
to the next level on really? Wines, being the wine fondue, as you remember.
Well, I'm looking forward to that greatly, you know, unaccustomed as I am to drinking.
Who isn't, Dave?
You know, we have the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle on a Thursday, and I try and do the news at 5. It's hilarious. But talking of the news, we've got to wrap it now because we've got the news coming up shortly. But thanks so much for popping by, and we'll see you tonight. Be careful, we're coming there.
I'll be there.
My very special guests, Trevor and Nicole from Al Pescatore. What lovely people, what a great restaurant. We catch up real soon.
Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues here at the American Authors. I want to go out tonight to Al Pescatore. You too, we'll see you there.